He's gone. Almost impossible to imagine a world without Earl Scruggs, the man who reinvented the banjo as a solo virtuoso instrument, who turned foggy mountains and breakdowns into jet rocket solos that broke the sound barrier in country music a long time ago. Scruggs was not just a virtuoso performer who put on a good show. He certainly did all that. No, Scruggs was that rare musician, like a Paganini. Or a Franz Liszt. Or a Jimi Hendrix. Musicians who played their instruments like no one ever before played them, but also changed music forever. Scruggs invented a style, the three-finger picking style of banjo playing, distinct from the more ancient clawhammer technique. Scruggs' style is precise, rhythmic, dizzyingly fast, and took the banjo from the back of the band and brought it down front. Earl Scruggs made the country, folk, roots music he played all about the banjo. Earl Scruggs will always be one of the great giants of bluegrass music, along with mandolin player Bill Monroe and guitarist Lester Flatt. Bluegrass was the name coined to describe a whole new genre to contain these geniuses. But Earl Scruggs was different in one other way. Always a teacher and evangelizer of the banjo. His famous Scruggs Method book, still in print, contains tips for playing, contains songs, transcribed licks, and also the instructions for how to make your own banjo from scratch. Here's Earl Scruggs playing with actor, comedian, and banjo performer Steve Martin. Among the players Scruggs has mentored, along with Bella Fleck and virtually every banjo player performing today.
Ballad of Jed Clampett.
Earl Scruggs was perhaps the only celebrity banjo player of our time. A headliner at the Grand Ole Opry and Las Vegas, perennial guest on the Johnny Carson Show, the Ed Sullivan Show, and the like. Playing away, always with that distinctive vacant half-smile on his face. The Scruggs smile, you might say. Earl Scruggs died yesterday at age 88, but his sound isn't ever going away.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.